Drew by Harold Tisdale. How can I help you?
Hey, Harold. It's Nick with RDI Diamonds. How's it going?
Oh, fabulous. How about you?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Is it still real cold over there?
Well, today it's above freezing, so that's good.
Yeah, that's crazy talk to me. Yeah. I heard it was below freezing in, like, most of the Midwest. And, man, not for me, but hopefully you've been indoors and staying warm.
Oh, we had like minus 32 already, so this is all nice.
That's crazy to me. Like, I don't understand it.
Yeah, land climate, right?
Would
you have a little bit? You have a little bit more from, you know, that's like a lake or ocean.
So I'm upstate, so I'm by the Great Lakes. I'm right on Lake Ontario, and so we got a lot of snow, but I mean we weren't negative degrees. We were single digits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't enjoying myself, but, you know, not negative 30. That's not negative 32. That's out of control.
Yeah, well, we had, you know, I'm very metric, so I think in Celsius.
Oh.
But the interesting thing is that we had, like, I would say, like, 3 years ago or so.
Yeah.
We had, like, minus 44, which was about minus 44 Celsius.
Whoa, it lines up like that?
Yeah.
I don't understand that because Celsius, zero, is 32 Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
So negative 44 would be, I don't understand that. I would think the negative 44 Celsius would be like negative 80 Fahrenheit. I guess I don't get it.
No. 1 degree in Celsius, I say that wrong. 5 degrees in Celsius is 9 degrees in Fahrenheit.
Okay.
So if you go, for instance, to minus 10 Fahrenheit, then calculate that, you take minus 10, and then you add 32, so you are at like minus.
So that's around that's like the 1 point where Celsius and Fahrenheit almost line up. I get it now. So because, you take 5 degrees, so minus 5 would be, negative 5 Celsius would then be about, like, 21 Fahrenheit.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, and then so you keep going, and then so around 40, negative 44.
Then they catch up, yeah.
Oh, man. And that's interesting. That's gonna be. I'm gonna give my sons are really into numbers and math. And
that's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, I'll tell them about that and watch their minds explode over it. So
yeah, but you know, you Americans, you know, you're so funny. You know, like 3 foot is close to a meter, but it's not a meter yet.
Hey, look, I didn't make it up.
An inch, you know, is 2.55 centimeters. You know, it's just crazy.
There was a Saturday Night Live skit making fun of all of those things, you know.
Yeah, look at ounces, like, you know, you have ounces and then troy ounces. You know, why don't we just work with grams or kilograms or something like that?
I'm in agreement with you.
Liters and gallons. You know, 1 gallon is 3.8 liters.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one of us, I was just born here. You chose to come here and deal with the nonsense. Man,
yeah.
They did just force the nonsense on me. I didn't even know it was nonsense for the longest time.
Well,
now,
let me tell you, like when I came here and I was sitting at the bench, and then it was even more confusing. But because, like, you know, we have, like, a size is either the circumference of the finger or the diameter of the finger.
Yeah.
And then here, like, for instance, like, a size 7, it has a diameter of approximately 17 or something like that.
Okay.
And if you then take the circumference, it's 17 times 3.14, right? And so... It's really, really crazy. But if you go up a size, then like in Europe, in the metric system, you basically cut out, add like 3.14 millimeters to it.
Yeah.
And but here it's like 2.8 if you want to go up a size. And then if you are talking about like a necklace that needs to be shortened or a bracelet that needs to be shortened, then they're talking about inches. But if they say, okay, it needs to be like 1 millimeter thick. And so you have like millimeters and inches. And
yeah.
It's just crazy. And then like
an eighth
of an inch. And it just doesn't make sense to me.
No, it doesn't make sense at all. If it makes sense to somebody, they're lying or they don't understand it. You know what I mean? Because it is crazy. Because, yes, you're right, 100%. A chain, 18 inches. They'll be like, how thick is it? 2 millimeters.
Okay.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? So that's funny. Interesting point.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about gauges.
Yeah. Yeah.
18 gauges is about a millimeter. And then 16 gauge is like 1.3 or something like that.
Yeah.
And
so you're a numbers guy. You're a numbers guy then, huh?
Well, no, I'd like to keep things simple, but it's, sometimes it's crazy. I typically use my caliper to check, okay, are we talking inches or are we talking millimeters or are we talking centimeters? And then I use my caliper because there's a button on there that changes that. But then on the back of the caliper, there's typically like a translation in gauges. And, it's just ridiculous. But, it is what it is. Yeah.
It is what it is. All right. Hey, thanks for that tidbit. That's interesting. I'm going to use that. But anything you're working on right now in that bitter cold?
I'm really stuffed with custom work.
Okay.
We have like IGO show coming up, but, in 3 weeks.
Yeah. You got to come and see us at IGO. I don't know if you
are you
going to
be there?
Or not. Yeah, I'm not personally going to be there. We got Garrett, Tammy, and Mick will be there, and
okay.
I work with them. I recommend coming by the booth. We have some things that we've been doing that could definitely help set you apart from any of your local competition, as well as in your customers' minds. So our lifetime trade, the way that we do that, we're always shipping overnight for free. We have gem print with light performance reports on every natural diamond that goes out. Which day do you think would be a good day for you to come by? I'll let them know.
Yeah, most likely it's going to be Sunday.
Sunday?
Yeah.
Could I put a time on that?
I need to check with Astrid.
All right. She
already has it probably figured out mostly, but sometimes we, we separate.
Yeah, no,
I go
for
my
sure.
way and she goes her way. But,
yeah.
A lot of times, like, she needs me to, to give a final answer on some stuff.
Yeah, because, I'd love to help you get, we have a thing that we do with our select jewelers where, we help them to... be not smart, but like have a lean inventory that makes sense. Where it's where they're turning over more natural diamonds, and if they're not, then we swap them out for something different that will turn better. Because we have that lifetime trade, it helps eliminate aged diamond inventory. So. And we can't always go over that over the phone. You guys are doing stuff. I interrupted your day with this call, and I already took 10 minutes from you. So talk to Astrid. Figure out which, what time you guys could come by on Sunday. And then I'll send you, like, a reminder text or sign you up to get a reminder text around that time. If you can't be there right at that second, no problem. It's just so that they have all your information pulled up and, and can kind of plan their day.
Okay.
Lord knows, if you had 10 customers come in at the same time, you don't want anyone to feel less important. You also want to be able to devote the amount of time to people, so that's why you kind of try to space it out.
Yeah, cool.
All right, man. Hey, it was great talking to you.
Okay.
I'll follow up with you sometime next week, and we'll figure out when at IJL we'll be able to see each other.
Super.
Thank you, Harold. All right, take care.
Talk
Have a good weekend.
Later.
Stay warm.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.